在昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年2月27日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu， 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的解脱念经》是Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Dama Dama, Hare Hare.
We are reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 15. The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
今天我们继续来学习永恒的解脱念经。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十五章，主在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中接受 prasadam。
Welcome to the reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita live from Sri Mayapur Dham。
我们现在正在 Sri Mayapur Dham 向大家直播、Chaitanya Charitamrita 的在线课程，欢迎大家的收听。
This year we are seeing many Chinese groups coming to the Holy Nam.
今天我们今年在圣地看到了很多中国的奉献者团队来到这里。
Since December, it's been one group after another.
从十二月份开始就是一个团接着一个团。
Some are well-known devotees.
有一些奉献者呢都是非常有名的奉献者了。
Some are new devotees.
有一些是新奉献者。
And some are people we don't even know.
有一些奉献者呢是我们比较陌生的。
And everybody has a different experience of being in a spiritual place.
那在这样的一个灵性的一个天地里，每个人都有不同的感受。
There is also a great organization.From the local Chinese devotees who keep in touch with everyone on WeChat and give them daily information about what's happening and what they should do and what they should not do.
那还有在当地的这个奉献者，他们也通过微信这些媒介向大家发出一些通知啊，还有一些告示之类的，让大家知道在这个圣地应该做些什么，不应该做些什么，提醒大家注意。
So there are classes every day, there are seminars every day, there's parikram every day.
那每天呢都有一些课程一些培训，还有每天也有一些 parikram 要拜圣地。
It's quite well organized.
所以呢还是组织的非常不错的。
The group came yesterday, big group with Janaka Prabhu.
那昨天有 Janaka Prabhu 带着一个很大的奉献者团队来到这里。
And they are all wearing a red hat.
每一个奉献者都戴着小红帽。
Like spiritual tourists.
就好像是灵性的一个旅游团一样。
However, it's important, and we're going to look into this in the future, that devotees who come to the Holy Dham on their own should be very well informed about what it means to be in Mayapur.
那我们也注意到了一点，就是在未来如果是有一些不参团的一些奉献者个人来到 Mayapur 的话，那很重要的一点也是提前要知道在这个圣地来圣地朝圣究竟意味着什么。
Because in the future there will be more and more Chinese visitors to the Holy Dham.
因为未来肯定有越来越多的中国人来到圣地。
And we want them to have the best experience.
我们也希望他们能够在圣地有最好的体验。
So, let's continue our reading.
好，我们继续来阅读。
Last week we discussed the qualities and wonderful bhakti of Vasudev Datta.
那上一周呢，我们就是讲到了 Vasudev Datta 的非常美妙的品质，他的奉爱的优秀品格。
Who was being glorified by Lord Chaitanya?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 赞美了他。
I mentioned it many times before, but it's very important to remind everyone that the main outstanding aspect of this book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is about interaction between Vaishnavas.
那我之前也给大家讲过，现在我还想提醒大家注意的一点，就是说，其实在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经这部著作当中，一个非常突出的一点，就是反复的会去描述奉献者和奉献者之间的情感交流。
Because Krishna comes in the form of a devotee.
因为 Krishna 他是以一位奉献者的形象出现的。
Everything in his pastime is about devotees.
所以说呢，就是在他的逍遥时光之中，一切都是围绕着奉献者的。
And those who are not devotees, we get to know how they become devotees.
那对于那些非奉献者而言，我们也可以了解到他们是如何成为奉献者的。
And what we see, which is also outstanding, is how much Lord Chaitanya cared for the devotees.
还有非常突出的一点，就是说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是非常关爱奉献者。
By revealing their hearts,
他们敞开心扉。
Sometimes those devotees don't really know deeply what kind of heart they have. So Lord Chaitanya brings it out to the public.
有的时候这些奉献者们其实连自己内心当中的这种状态都不是特别的了解的。那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就激发了他们，让大家都能够了解他们的内心世界。
It is mentioned that when the associates of Lord Chaitanya began to witness Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Vrindavan.
那据说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的支持者们，当他们在 Vrindavan 看到了这一切的展示的时候，
These were uncommon pastimes, extraordinary pastimes.
那么这些逍遥时光，这些展示的逍遥时光，其实并不是普通的逍遥时光，都是一些非凡的活动。
And their conclusion is that this young Nimai Pandit is none other than Krishna.
那他们就得出了一个结论，他们知道小尼麦其实并不是普通常人，他是至尊人格守神本人。
So then the question arises, because Krishna never comes on his own.
那接下来就有一个问题了，就是说 Krishna 从来都是不会说独自降临的。
Krishna always comes with his eternal associates.
因为 Krishna 呢总是和他的永恒的同游们相伴相行。
So where are Krishna's associates in that particular pastime?
那么在这样的一个特别的逍遥时光里面， Krishna 的那些永恒的同游又在哪里呢？
And they did not realize that actually they were those associates.
其实呢，他们并没有意识到，他们自己其实就是至尊主的同游。
So there is a wonderful pastime called the Mahaprakash Lila.
所以呢，有一个逍遥时光非常著名，叫 Mahaprakash Lila.
Prakat.
Prakat Lila.
Maha means great, Prakat means manifestation.
那 Maha 就是伟大的 ，Prakat 意思呢就是展示。
And that Lila took place for.I think 21 hours.
那那一段逍遥时光呢，持续了大约有21个小时。
And during that time, Nimai Pandit revealed to the devotees who he is.
就是在这一段21个小时的逍遥时光当中，尼麦呢就向在场的奉献者们揭示了他自己的真实身份。
But he also revealed who they are.
那同时他又揭示了他们每一个人都是谁。
So, of course, I mean, you imagine if someone tells you you are Anuman.
那你当然了，你想象一下，如果有人直接告诉你说你是哈努曼。
Or you are Prahlad.
或者呢，你是 Prahlad.
I mean, you have to be pretty humble to accept such nomination.
那当他这样向你揭示的时候，你肯定是得非常的谦卑才会。安心地接受下来。
Because when Lord Chaitanya says that, it doesn't mean you are acting like. He says you are.
因为当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 跟你说，你是这个人物的时候，那并不是说你做这件你做事情的方式像这样的人，而是说你的真实身份，你本人就是他。
So he had already revealed to some of the Jagannath Puri devotees who they are.
所以呢，他当时就向 Jagannath Puri 的这些奉献者们就揭示了他们的真实身份，告诉他们你们都是谁。
So, in the previous verses, we see that Lord Chaitanya explains to Vasudev Datta that he is Prahlad.
那在前面的这个诗节里呢，他就向 Vasudev Datta 呢就揭示说，你其实真实身份就是 Prahlad。
There is a book which is called Gora Ganodesh Deepika.
有一部书叫 Gora Ganodesh Deepika.
Very good. And this is a book that was written by Kavi Karnapur.
这部书呢是 Kavi Karnapur 写的。
Who is the son of Shivananda Sen.
他是 Shivananda Sen 的儿子。
And Shivananda Sen was the devotee who used to arrange the travel of all the devotees from Bengal to Puri and back every year.
那 Shivananda Sen 又是谁呢？他就是在这个从孟加拉出发的所有的这些奉献者，他们每年都要去 Puri 去见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 然后还要从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里徒步要回到孟加拉，那他呢就是去在整个行程当中为他们做出各种各样安排的那一位奉献者。
So Kavi Karnapur is obviously an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya.
那 Kavi Karnapur 呢，很显然就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的永恒的同友。
And in that book, he actually revealed who is who in Lord Chaitanya's pastime.And who they are in Krishna's pastime.
那么就是 Kavi Karnapur 呢，在这部书里面就揭示了，就是每一个人在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光中的真实的身份。同时呢，他也揭示了同样这一位在 Krishna 的逍遥时光里又是谁。
So now, from the philosophical point of view, we have to understand that when one attains pure devotional service, pure bhakti.
那从这个哲学的角度呢，我们要知道，就是当一个人已经达到了纯粹的奉爱之情，就是成为 Krishna 纯粹的奉献者的时候，
one enjoys the same opulence as Krishna.
他能够享受到和 Krishna 同样的富裕。
And therefore, the devotee is able to.Have the same desires as Krishna.
所以呢，这个时候奉献者们他们就能够拥有和 Krishna 同样的愿望。
So, for example, we know that Lord Chaitanya came to distribute love of Godhead all over the world.
那比如说我们知道呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 降临这个人世，就是把对至尊人格守神的这个爱派发到每一个角落。
And this is his desire.
这就是他的夙愿。
Now this is not a whimsical desire or a material desire.
这并不是一种心血来潮的想法，是也不是一种物质的欲望。
In other words, because it's a spiritual desire, it is bound to happen.
那换句话说呢，因为他的这个愿望是灵性的愿望，所以必定会发生。
That's a very important feature of the spiritual world.
那这个灵性世界的一个重要的特征就是这样。
In the Brahma Samhita, it's mentioned there are desire trees, kalpa vriksha.
那么在这个Brahma Samhita, 叫婆罗诃摩赞，或者翻译成梵天本集里面说到有这个 kalpa vriksha, 意思就是说如愿树。
Who can fulfill all the desires?
那这些如愿树呢，它可以满足所有的愿望。
Just like every morning, we pay obeisances to the Vaishnavas.
那就好像我们每天早上向 Vaishnava 奉献者顶拜的时候。
And we say that the devotee are like desire trees; they fulfill everyone's desires.
那我们顶拜的时候，那个祷文的意思呢，就是说奉献者好比如愿树，可以满足每一个人的愿望。
In the Brahma Samhita also explains they are wish fulfilling cows.
那么。在这个 Brahma Samhita 当中也讲到了有这个如愿奶牛。
But those desires are always centered on giving Krishna pleasure.
那这些都是一些什么样的愿望？它永远是围绕一个核心，就是说取悦 Krishna。
So when Prahlad in his prayers to Lord Shingadev, he says, "My dear Lord, if you want to give me any benediction."
那就是当 Prahlad Maharaj 向主Nrisimhadev祈祷的时候，他就说：“我亲爱的主啊，如果真的想要满足我愿望的话
，within the core of my heart, there be no more material desires。”
我就是祈求在我的内心之中能够完全的去除物质欲望。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains.The nature of desires.
圣典博伽瓦坛当中，释迦牟尼佛对于愿望的一个本质有一个分析。
And he says that it is impossible to not desire.
那在讲到这个愿望的这个心愿的这种性质的这个分析的时候，释迦牟尼佛他说一不可能完全没有愿望。
Which is very different from Buddhist philosophy.
那么这个跟这个佛教就是不一样了。
Because in Buddhist philosophy, the idea is that desires create suffering.
因为在这个佛教的这个教义当中呢，就是教导人们这个欲望呢，由欲望会产生痛苦。
And that's okay. We know that.
那这点我们都是知道的。
But it, so in the Buddhist philosophy, the idea and the objective is to completely annihilate all desires, never desire anything.
所以呢，在这个佛教里面呢，就是他要讲到这个无欲，就是说要把所有的这个欲望，所有的愿望都给清除掉。
So by getting rid of all material desires, there will be no more suffering.
那如果说能够驱除掉所有的物质欲望之后呢，也就没了痛苦。
The process of bhakti is not to end all desires, is to replace material desires with spiritual desires.
但是在这个奉爱瑜伽 Krishna 知觉当中，并不是说要把一个人的欲望完全的清除掉，而是说把它做一个转换。把这个物质的世俗的欲望替代掉，而代之以灵性的愿望。
So we've seen different devotees that Lord Chaitanya has been glorifying for their amazing qualities in devotional service.
那么我们在这里呢，我们看到了主持他娘马哈帕布，他对每一个奉献者都进行了大力的赞美啊，去赞美他们在这个。奉献服务当中所表现出来的优秀的奉献者的品质。
But here we have an example of someone who has very unusual desires.
那我们在这里呢看到一个人，他的这个愿望跟常人不同。
That Vasudev Datta is asking Lord Chaitanya that all the sinful reactions of all the living entities from all the universes in the material world be put upon his head so that those living entities can go back to Krishna.
那在这里呢 Vasudevdatta 的心愿是什么呢就是宇宙上下所有的生物体的所有的这个罪恶活动都让他们降临到他的头上吧当他承受了 所有的他们罪恶之后这些生物体呢就是祈祷他们都能够回归灵性世界
What kind of desire is that?
那他这是一种什么样的愿望呢
I mean, you may want to desire for another devotee or community of devotees or some particular people to be free from karmic reaction, but this is a completely different proportion.
那可能有的人他会有这样的一个愿望希望另外一个奉献者或者其他的奉献者的团体或者是某一个人能够摆脱掉这个业报的这个反应但是呢 Vasudevdatta 在这里的这样的一种愿望呢远远的大于这一切了就是好像不成比例一样
This is not community proportion. This is not earthly proportion. This is cosmic proportion.
就是说可以说它就是已经不只是局限于某一个星球或者是某一个星系这样子的一个概念了它是它的愿望扩展到了整个的宇宙
We spend a lot of our time and mental and emotional energy to pray to Krishna, please free me from material misery. And we do this because we want to be saved.
那我们用了很多的时间花了很多的心思投入了很多的情感向Krishna 去祈祷希望我们能够从这个物质的痛苦当中摆脱出来因为我们就是这样的一种处境。
How often, if ever, are we concerned about someone else's liberation?
我们什么时候会去真正的关心另外的一个生物体解脱与否呢？
Of course, we do, for example, when we distribute prasadam or distribute the prayer to Krishna that these people can benefit.
当然了，当我们去派发prasadam或者说去派发书籍的时候，我们也是祈祷。这些人接受的人都能够受益。
But this is a different level.
但是呢 ，Vasudevdatta 的他的这个祈祷完全是在一个另外一个境界。
This is compassion to the extreme.
这个呢就是真达已经真达了极致的一种慈悲或者叫仁慈。
And Lord Chaitanya is very touched by this.
那当他这么说的时候 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu非常的感动。
So he says to him, because you have the desire, I am bound to fulfill it.
那然后呢，他就说，既然你有这样的一个愿望的话，那我一定要满足你。
If this is what you want, it's okay, we can do it.
如果这就是你的愿望的话，可以，让我们就这么去做吧。
But you don't have to suffer and you don't have to undergo tribulation of their sinful activities.We don't have to do this.
但是你没有必要去承受由此而来的那种痛苦经历那些磨难和折磨这个是没有必要的。
In other words, you know, Krishna is unlimited.
那换句话说是 Krishna 他是无极无限的。
Why would Krishna want you to suffer for the other living entities?
为什么呢 Krishna 会因为你就是要 Krishna 他不会说为了因为要不希望你为了其他的生物体而受苦
Just because you have such a desire to free all the living entities from this material world then it's okay it can happen
如果你只是有这样的一个愿望希望这个宇宙中物质世界里所有的生物体呢都能够得到解脱摆脱痛苦摆脱罪恶的活动那没有问题我们可以实现你的这个愿望
And then Lord Chaitanya quotes a verse from the Brahma Samhita.
那接着呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就从 Brahma Samhita 里引用了一段诗节。
Yastindra Gopama Tarandara Sasvakarma Bandarupa Palabhajam Matatinoti Karmani Devdata Kintu Chitra Bhakti Bhajam Govindamali Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead Govinda, who regulates the suffering and enjoyment due to furtive activity. He does this for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect, Indragopa. That very personality of Godhead destroys the karmic reaction of one engaged in devotional service.
让我向原始的至尊人首尊 Krishna 做出虔敬的顶拜。他规范了由于物的果报的活动而产生的一切苦乐。他为每一个这一切从天堂的国王天帝 Indra。到最小的昆虫 Indragopa 就是这一位至尊人格守神毁灭了每一个在从事着奉献服务的人所得到的业报反应。
In other words, it doesn't matter where that living entity is situated in the material world, whether they are on the topmost planet or they are a tiny little insectIf they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, then Krishna delivers them.
换句话说，就是说每一个生物体在这个宇宙上下，无论是最低等的这个星球，还是在天堂上 Indra 所居住的这个地方，无论它是一个小昆虫，还是大神人，就是只要它是在从事这个奉献服务的话，那Krishna 就会。把他所有的曾经有过的这个业报活动的反应都给清除掉。
Okay, now you need to be very attentive.
那现在大家就要听好了。
Because Lord Chaitanya is going to explain something by giving analogies.
那现在呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 将以一种类比的方式来进行解释。
And these analogies are meant to give us a certain idea.Of a different cosmic dimension.
那这个类比呢，其实就是让我们能够对另外的一个宇宙空间，一个维度空间有一个认识。
So he's doing this by to explain to Vasudev Datta what his desire is all about.
What his desire is all about.
Yeah, Vasudev Datta's desire.
那他就是要向 Vasudev Datta 来解释说他的这个。愿望究竟意味着什么
Okay, so pay attention.
那现在大家要专注的聆听。
Lord Chaitanya says, there are millions of fruit on the Udumbara tree.
那他就做了一个比喻，他说呢，这种 Udumbara 树上呢，结出了千千万万的果实。
So, just like there are millions of fruit on such a tree, there are millions of universes.Who are floating in the river Viraja.
那他的意思就是说就像是乌冬宝树上结出千千万万的果实同样的在这个 Viraja 的这个河上也漂浮着千千万万的宇宙。
So we have all seen this picture of Mahavishnu with all the universes coming out of the pore of his skin.
那我们都看过这一张图。就是Mahavishnu 呢就躺在元婴之窑上然后他的这个毛孔当中就流演出了无数的星球。
So Lord Chaitanya says, this tree is filled with millions of fruit. If one fruit falls down to the ground and is destroyed, the tree does not even consider the loss.
然后他接着就是说呢这个五冬宝树上呢结满了千千万的果实如果其中有一个掉在这个地上给摔坏了但是对于这棵树来说因为它要 有那么多的果实，所以不能算是一个损失。
So he says, in the same way, if one universe is empty because the living entity have gone back to Krishna, then Krishna doesn't even feel the difference.
那他的意思就是，然后呢，就是同样的，就是说，如果说在这个物质宇宙当中有某一个星球，所有的生物呢都完全得到了解脱，回归了灵性世界，而这个宇宙就空了。那么对于 Krishna 来说呢，只是一件非常微不足道的事情。
So this reminds me of something.
那这个就让我联想到了另外一点。
One day I was listening to Prabhupada's morning walk conversation.
有一天呢，我在听Srila Prabhupada的清晨漫步的录音。
And the devotees were asking Prabhupada questions.
那奉献者们呢，当时就问了Srila Prabhupada一些问题。
So they said, Prabhupada, if we spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, then many people will become liberated.
那么他们就问Srila Prabhupada说，我们现在在世界各地传播 Krishna 知觉，那么有好多人呢，很多生物就会因此而得到解脱。
And if people become liberated, it means they don't take birth again.
那如果他们都解脱了，不就意味着他们再也不投生了吗？
So it means that the world will be empty.
那就说这个世界都空了。
And you hear Prabhupada stops walking.
然后在这个录音里你就可以听到呢 Srila Prabhupada 就停住了脚步。
And he turns to the devotees and he says, yes, our mission is to empty this planet.
然后呢他就转过来对这个奉献者说呢，是的，我们的使命呢就是要让所有的宇宙都空掉。
And then he says, as soon as this planet is empty, it will be full again.
他说呢，这个星球一旦空了之后很快呢又会满的。
So, Lord Chaitanya is giving this very big picture of what is the cosmic creation, the spiritual sky, compared to this tiny little planet.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这里就是在做一个类比就是说相对于我们所在的这么小的一个小星球而言，整个的宇宙这个空间有多大。
Prabhupada often uses the proportionate description of the material world as being one fourth of the spiritual world.
那需要 Prabhupada 呢经常用一个比例来让我们了解这个物质宇宙究竟有多大。那就是说是这个灵性世界整个的就是整个的创造的四分之一。
But this is for our tiny brain to comprehend because the spiritual sky is unlimited. So what is one fourth of unlimited?
那么就是整个的灵性世界它是无极无限的，是无限的，无穷大的。那么无穷大的四分之一又意味着什么呢？所以这样的一个比例只不过就是让我们去了解一下这个物质世界相对于灵性世界究竟是怎样的。
So this material world functions under Krishna's illusory energy.
这个物质世界是在 Krishna 的虚幻能量的这个驱使下运动的。
And it means, practically speaking, millions of universes.
那在这里面呢，有千千万万的宇宙。
So,Lord Chaitanya compares these universes as if they are floating in a pot filled with mustard seeds.
然后呢，他就举这个例子呢，就是这些宇宙就好像是漂浮在就是一罐子芥末子上。
So, if you have a bag of mustard seeds,
比如说你有一袋芥末子。
Or in China, you have, let's say, a bag of green dal.
我们举例子，比如说在中国，我们都吃绿豆，那就好像是一袋子绿豆。
Let's say you have a bag of 20 kilos of noodle.
就好像是有一袋子20公斤绿豆。
And when you open it, One grain falls.
你打开袋子的时候，有一粒粒都掉出来了。
Is that a big loss to you?
那你有很大的损失吗？
Of course, if you're very Krishna conscious, you'll pick it off the floor and put it back in the bag.
当然了，如果你的确是充满着 Krishna 知觉，你就会立刻把这个绿豆捡起来放回到。
But when you deal with a huge bag of dal, if one spills all over the bag, it's not a big deal.
但是如果是一大袋的这个豆子的话，里面有一粒不小心掉出来的，对于整袋的这个豆子来说的话，可能算不
上。Mustard seeds are even smaller than that.
芥末籽就更小了。
If one mustard seed falls off of a bag of mustard seed, you don't even notice it.
那如果说这大块的芥末籽里面你不小心掉出了一个的话，其实你都不会去注意的，你可能根本就没有觉察到。
So these universes, each universe is compared to a mustard seed.
所以每一个宇宙呢，就好比是一粒这个芥末籽一样。
And if one universe is empty, Krishna doesn't even know.
那如果说有一个芥末籽，就是一个宇宙都空了的话，那 Krishna 根本就觉察不到，不注意的。
So from our point of view, this seems unfathomable.
所以从我们这个角度来说的话，简直是没有办法量度的。
Just like an ant crawling on the carpet.
这就好像是一只小蚂蚁在这个地毯上爬。
For an ant, a carpet is a massive jungle.
那对于这小蚂蚁来说呢，这个整个的这个地毯呢，就好像是一个无边无际的大丛林。
So, or imagine for an insect, the size of Beijing.
你再想一想，对于这个小昆虫来说，这个北京那么大的这个北京，
it's like it's massive.
那可以说是无限的。
But Beijing on the world map is nothing.
但是北京如果是在整个的世界地图上来说呢，又可以说是微不足道的了。
Lord Chaitanya explains that.One universe is nothing. Don't worry about it.
所以呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，就是在向 Vasudeva Datta 解释说，其实一个宇宙算不上什么，你不用担心。
Then he gives another analogy.
然后接着他又给了另外一个类比，提了另外一个类比。
He says, if I had millions of wish-fulfilling cows.
然后他就是说，如果一个人拥有千千万万。头如愿奶牛的话
So these wish-fulfilling cows are very precious.
那这些如愿奶牛是非常的珍贵的。
But sometimes you mix the cows with the goats.
但是有的时候你会不小心把这个奶牛和山羊给混到一起了。
So if you have millions of cows and you lose one goat, is that a big loss to you?
如果你有千万头如愿奶牛的话，你有这个丢了一只那个母羊，那有什么损失呢？
So what we have to understand by this is to desire for the living entities to be free from material conditioning, this alone is enough for Krishna to fulfill your desire.
Can you repeat again?
To have the desire.To free all the conditioned souls.
如果你有这样的一种让受条件限制的灵魂都得到解脱的这种愿望。
For Krishna, this is nothing to fulfill.
那对于 Krishna 来说的话，他根本就不算，就算不上什么要满足你这样的愿望是不费吹灰之力的。
What is the most important is the consciousness of Vasudeva Datta that he actually has the desire.To free the conditioned souls.
最重要的在这里的关键点是 Vasudeva Datta 的他的这种意识状态，他的这种强烈的愿望，就是他想要让所有的生物体得到解脱的这种强烈的愿望。
So, and Lord Chaitanya and actually Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned that story for a good reason.
那 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 之所以提到了这个故事的话呢， 就是有特别的原因的。
Not that we should start thinking like Vasudevata.
那就是我们并没有必要每一个人都像 Vasudevata 那样思维。
But in our own circle of influence, we should, as part of our meditation, pray and desire for other people to come to Krishna consciousness.
那就是说，当我们在 Krishna 知觉中进行冥想的时候，我们要有这样的一种意识和愿望，希望其他的生物体也能够走进到 Krishna 知觉中来。
In other words, the Krishna consciousness movement is not about us, it's about giving other people Krishna.
所以说呢，整个 Krishna 知觉的意义不是围绕着我们个体的，而是在于如何把 Krishna 知觉带给其他的生命体。
And we should be aware of how much people are suffering in this material world.
另外呢，那么这么多的生物体，这么多的人，他们在这个物质世界里受着多大的这个痛苦，这也是我们应当要意识到的。
And we should look at it in a way that just as we have received this amazing privilege and mercy to be engaged in Krishna's service, we should give a chance to other people also.
就是我们要这样看，我们是那么的幸运，能够在这里为 Krishna 做一些奉献服务。那么同样的，我们也要把这样的一种罕见的幸运和机会带给其他的生物体。
That is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心态。
When Lord Chaitanya traveled to South India, whoever met him became mad with love for Krishna.
当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度旅行的时候，无论是谁，一旦遇到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，就会投入到对主的纯粹的爱的狂喜之中。
And then what did they do? They went to tell other people.
那么接下来，当他们得到了这种狂喜之爱之后，他们又会做些什么？他们也同样的传递给其他人。
Because they were so excited that they wanted to share it with others.
因为他们是那么的激动万分，他们忍不住就把自己的好运都跟其他的人分享。
So Prabhupada explains, we cannot imitate Vasudevdatta.
那释迦牟尼佛就解释说呢，我们是不能去模仿 Vasudevdatta 的。
We cannot imitate Haridas Thakur.
我们也无法一味的去模仿 Haridas Thakur.
But these are very powerful Vaishnavas.
他们都是非常有力量的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And they are great inspiration for us.
对于我们来说是极大的激励。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent quite a good amount of time instructing the devotees of Bengal before they return to Puri.
所以呢，就是在孟加拉的这些奉献者们启程即将前往回到这个孟加拉的时候呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就用了很长的时间，去赞美他们每一个人，
and
给他们训谕。
This were, you know, going on and on for a few days, because actually the fact is the devotees did not want to be separated from Lord Chaitanya.
就这样呢，一直进行了好多天，因为实际上呢，这些奉献者们都不想和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离。
You know, sometimes when you visit family members or you visit the devotees,
有的时候呢，你去看家人或者去拜访奉献者，
and then it's time to leave.
那就到了离别的时候了。
You don't get up and just go.
你不会说就站起来就走了。
First, you have some more talks.
肯定是先在说上几句。
And then you talk at the door.
然后在门口的时候还继续说话。
And then you talk all the way to the car.
然后呢，就一路的在主人的这个送别下，就又一边走向这个车，一边还在说。
And even at the car, you're standing there, you're still talking.
到了这个车边的时候，还站在那里，再说上几句。
Because you don't want to be separated.
因为你不想和他分离。
So in a sense, even though the day had arrived that the devotees need to depart back to Bengal, they were talking with Lord Chaitanya for a few days because they could not go. But now the time has come, we have to go.
所以呢，同样也是这样的，就是大奉献者们应该到启程，回到孟加拉的时候，他们还是依依惜随便离开切坦亚马哈普布，所以他们用了几天的这个时间，继续在和切坦亚马哈普布在对话，在这个就是告别，因为他们不想走。
And the devotees began to cry. And Lord Chaitanya was very sad.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也感到非常的伤心.
So then he asked them, please come back next year.
然后他就对奉献者们说明年再来.
But some devotees stayed.
那有一些奉献者还是留下来了，没有走.
Gadadhar Pandit stayed in Puri.
Gadadhar Pandit 就留在了 Puri.
Gadadhar Pandit was Lord Chaitanya's childhood friend.
Gadadhar Pandit 呢是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 童年时候的伙伴.
And Gadadhar Pandit represents the energy of Srimati
Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit 就代表 Srimati Radharani 的能量.
So one day Lord Chaitanya was on the beach.
有一天呢, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个沙滩上,
and he felt something very hard under the sand.
在这个沙子这个下面呢，他就碰到了一个很硬的东西。
And he started to dig.
他就开始挖那些沙子。
Wow, and then this deity of Krishna came out of the ground.
哦，然后就发现了这个 Krishna 的神像。Big
deity.
这个神像还是非常大的。
So he called Gadadhar Pandit and says, "Come and see what I found."
他就对Gadadhar Pandit把Gadadhar Pandit给叫来了，说你看看我发现了什么。
And they unearthed this amazing big deity of Krishna.
他们就挖出了这个非常美妙无比的主Krishna的一个神像。
And Lord Chaitanya gave that deity to Gadadhar Pandit to worship.
就Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就把这尊神像给了Gadadhar Pandit, 让他去崇拜。
And this became Gadadhar Pandit's worshipable deity, Gopinath. And we can still see that deity today at the Tota Gopinath temple. So by giving that deity to Gadadhar Pandit, Lord Chaitanya gave him a place of residence in Puri.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，把这尊神像托付给了Gadadhar Pandit，同时呢，也让他在这个Puri住了下来，给他安排了一个住处。
So there were other devotees that stayed with Lord Chaitanya back in Puri.
还有一些奉献者，他们也留下来和Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起居住在Puri.
Such as his secretary, his servants, his close friends.
比如说他的秘书，他的贴身的仆人，他的非常亲密的朋友。
And after the devotees from Bengal had left Puri, Lord Chaitanya continued his daily routine.
那奉献者们回到了孟加拉，回启程去往孟加拉之后呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又回到了他的这种日常的事。
And one of his routines was to go and have darshan of Lord Jagannath every day.
其中有一件他每天必做的事情，就是每一天他都会去 Jagannath 庙里面去觐见主 Jagannath.
He would actually go 3 times a day.
其实他一天要去过3次.
Another routine of Lord Chaitanya was to take bath in the ocean.
然后还有一个他每天必做的事就是在 海中沐浴.
Another routine of Lord Chaitanya is that after returning from his bath in the ocean, he would stop at the hut where Haridas Thakur was performing his bhajan.
那么还有一件事情，就是他每一次在海中沐浴之后，再回来的这个路上，他必定去转道去拜访Haridas Thakur. 所在的在做这个 bhajan 的，他的这个冥想的小茅屋。
And another routine was for Lord Chaitanya to accept lunch in different devotees' homes.
那还有一件事情就是每一天他都会去不同的奉献者家中去荣耀其他的。
So one thing to understand is because there were approximately between 200 and 300 Bengali Vaishnavas spending 4 months every year in Puri.
所以呢我们要知道就是说每年呢大约有两三百个孟加拉的奉献者会在 Puri 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 共度四个月的时间。
So every time they were given different accommodation.
所以呢每一次呢都给他们安排了不同的食宿。
Some had very simple accommodation.
那有的奉献者呢住的非常的简陋
and others had more facilities.
还有的人呢他们就会有更多的这个条件机会便利设施
those who had more facilities, what they would do is they would invite Lord Chaitanya for lunch.
那些在比较好的这个住宿条件下居住的奉献者就会邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他们到他们家中去荣耀午餐。
So Lord Chaitanya would go from one house to another taking lunch every day.
那这样呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就是每一天都去一家这样挨家挨户的去荣耀这个菩萨的。
But the local devotees, they never had a chance because the priority was given to the Bengali devotees.
那这样呢就是当地的奉献者都没了机会了。因为在他们在那里四个月这个期间呢就是孟加拉的奉献者是比较优先的。
So Sabbabhava Bhattacharya, who was such a dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya, who was living in Puri, practically next door to Lord Chaitanya, he thought, okay, now the Bengali devotees have left, finally I get a chance to invite Lord Chaitanya for lunch.
那这个 Sabbabhava Bhattacharya 呢他是和这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是非常的亲密的。可以说他几乎就是住在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 家的隔壁是他的邻居了但是因为在四个月当中有这么多的孟加拉的奉献者所以他一直都没有机会去直接的服务 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那现在当他们走了之后呢他就想哦，我的机会终于来了现在让我来邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到家中荣耀 Prasadam
So Sabbabhava became you know very greedy
那 Sabbabhava 呢他就变得非常的贪心了
Transcendental greed
但是这是一种非常超然的贪婪
And he says to Lord Chaitanya You please accept my invitation for lunch every day for 1 month
他就对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢在接下来的这一个月当中希望你能够接受我的邀请每天到我家里来一起午餐
And Lord Chaitanya repliedSorry, not possible.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的回答是什么？他说：“抱歉，这不可能。”
It goes against sannyas principle.
因为这个违背了 sannyasi 脱钵僧的原则。
If you eat at the same place every day, people start to talk.
你要是一连很多天在同一个地方吃饭的话，别人就会开始传话了。
So Sabbabhava said, "Okay." Then 20 days.
那萨瓦布玛巴塔恰拉就说那好吧那就20天吧每天都来。
Lord Chaitanya replied, sorry, against sannyas principle.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说抱歉不行这也违背了 sannyasi 的原则。
萨瓦布玛 says, okay, 15 days.
那萨瓦布玛就说那好吧那就15天。
Lord Chaitanya said, alright, I will accept to take prasadam at your place.Only for one day.
然后呢，这天他爸爸就说，好吧，我半天只是要一顿餐。
So Sabbabhava thought is please act the day.
这就立刻引起了这天的莲花组，来求到十天都。
There was bad.
所以呢，他们三个人呢。就这么来来去去的就是这样子拉锯
And Lord Chaitanya said I will accept your invitation for 5 days
最后呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就让步了说好啊我接受你的邀请但是只是五天
So Every day for 5 days, Lord Chaitanya accepted prasadam.
所以呢，就这样呢，一连五天，每一天呢，其他的 Mahaprabhu 都在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 家里面荣耀午餐。
But we have to understand that prasadam is not just taking a meal.
那我们知道呢 ，prasadam 不是说意味着只是吃一顿饭那么简单。
There's a whole culture behind taking prasadam. Why? Because prasadam is not different than Krishna.
那在这个 prasadam 面。其实有一整套的这个文化，为什么呢？因为 prasadam 和 Krishna 之间其实是没有分别，它就等于 Krishna。
And who you invite, when you invite, where you invite, is a whole philosophy behind this.
就是你究竟邀请谁，在什么样的时间，在什么样的地方去邀请他们，在它的背后其实有一整套哲学。
And there's a whole system how they sit down, how you are serving them.
还有就是他们怎么样坐下来的，坐下来，你怎么样去服务他们派饭，这都很有。
So, Lord Chaitanya was not the only sannyasi in Puri.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并不是 Puri 唯一的 sannyasi.
There were 10 other sannyasis.
除了他之外，还有十个。
Paramananda Puri, Sarvadamoda, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharat, Vishnu Puri, Keshava Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Nishingatirtha, Sukhananda Puri, and Satyananda Bharati. Anyway, you don't have to translate
this. 就是这十个名字刚才就重复了这十个 sannyasi 的名字。
So they were also being invited to prasadam.
他们也得到了邀请去荣耀 prasadam.
So they all had to be...You know, selected. You go to eat at this house. You go to eat at this house.
那他们呢，就是要分一分，这个人去这家，那个人去那家 ，not to the same place.
Not to the same place.
不是说在去同一家去，同时受到邀请。他们
if sannyasis eat at the same place, then they are treated as enjoyers.
那如果一个 sannyasi 就固定在一家人那里去荣耀。那个 prasadam 的话，那就他就会被别人说成是个享乐者。
So Sarvabhauma told the other sannyasis, "Please, I have invited Lord Chaitanya for 5 days, so you just wait for your turn."
那 Sarvabhauma 和 Chaitanya 就对其他的 sannyasi 说呢，我已经邀请了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来我家荣耀 prasadam 五天，所以呢，你们就耐心的等着，等轮到你们的时候，我就会请你们。
And also, it's not just who you invite, but it's who is going to come with that person that you invite.
而且不仅说你邀请的是谁，就是去陪同这个被你邀请的人，这也是有讲究的。
I remember when I was Tamal Krishna Goswami's servant.
我记得。当我是 Tamalkrishna Goswami 的仆人的时候
，One of my services was to arrange inviting people for lunch.
我其中的一个服务就是说，去专门去安排邀请谁来午餐。
So every morning he would call me and he would ask me, "Who did you invite today?"
然后每天早上呢，他就把我叫到跟前，然后就问我说，今天你邀请了谁呀
？So we had a whole discussion.
然后我们就会讨论
who's going to come,
就讨论是谁会来呀
where are they going to sit around the table,
在这个桌子旁边他们坐在什么位置呀
what kind of conversation we're going to have,
我们跟他谈些什么呀
who's going to come tomorrow,
明天又邀请谁来呢
it was a whole science,
就好像科学那样的进去
So Sarvabhauma, he had calculated how all these sannyasis, they are all going to get their invitation because the idea is that for a householder to have a sannyasi in your home, it means that your home is blessed, so you want to have as much blessing as you can.
那么所以呢，这个 Sarvabhauma 他就做了精心的安排，这个到底什么时间邀请哪一个 sannyasi， 因为对于一个居士来说，如果说他能够有幸邀请到 sannyasi 托钵僧来到他家中去做客的话，那么他的整个的这个家其实就是得到了祝福了。
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to have Lord Chaitanya every day for a month, but he doesn't want to do that. So he has to fill out the calendar. Okay, you come only for 5 days, but who's going to come after you?
那 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 原本是想用一个月的时间每天邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来荣耀 Prasadam 的。但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不同意，只愿意来五天。所以呢，去掉了这五天之后，这一个月当中其他的时间究竟是邀请谁来呢？他就得要好好的精心的安排一下。
So you have 10 sannyasis, 2 days each. That's already 20 days.
那就是一共是10个 sannyasi 托钵僧，每一个人轮到两天的话，那就20天就去掉了。
Lord Chaitanya for 5 days is 25 days.
那再加上 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的5天，就是25天。
So in this way the calendar is full.
就这样呢，这个日历上这一个月基本上就分光了。
Just like here in Mayapur, there is one couple, Prabhupada decided, every day they cook a huge lunch, and anyone can go and eat.
然后就比如说在这个 Mayapur 就有这样一对夫妇，他们很特别，每天他们都做非常丰富的午餐，然后谁都可以去荣耀。
Their door is open. Anyone can walk in and have lunch.
他们的门是敞开着的，谁都可以进来吃上一顿
饭。So Sarvabhauma was very calculating how he's going to feed all these sannyasis.
所以呢 ，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，他是非常精心的这个策划过了，究竟怎么样才能够去给这些 sannyasi。
So now that the agreement had come, the same day.Somebody said, okay, today, my dear Lord, you come for lunch.
所以呢这就都说妥了。那么 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 在那一天就对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，好，今天就请您来到我家中吧。
So, Sarvabhauma's wife, she is known in Puri for being an amazing cook.
那 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的妻子在这个 Puri 就是非常著名的一个大厨，就是他做饭做得特别的好吃，
and
厨艺特别精湛。
Very devoted to Lord Chaitanya also.
然后呢，这个他和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的关系也很好。
So her name was Satira Mata.
她的名字叫 Satira Mata.
And she straight away she started to cook.
她马上就开始动手做饭了。
Because Sarvabhauma always had guests at his home, they always kept full storage of food ready for cooking.
因为 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 家中经常会有客人来做客的，所以他们呢储存了一大堆的这个食物，随时都准备下厨做饭。
And anything fresh, he just went to the market.
要那些新鲜的菜，他只要去市场，随时购买就好了。
When you visit the Jagannath Temple in Puri, you see there's a market all around the temple with fresh vegetables and fruit.
那如果你去这个 Puri 的 Jagannath 庙的话，你就会看到这个庙的这个周围都有一圈这个市场，里面可以找到各种各样新鲜的蔬菜和水果、瓜果。
So Sarvabhauma began to help his wife cooking.
就在这个庙里面给他的妻子服务。
And I mentioned something back, that this is why Lord Chaitanya would only accept the house of a Buddha because Buddhas are Asian, he worships.
那我之前也给大家说过，为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只接受 Brahma 呢？就是婆罗门的这个邀请到他们家中去荣耀 Prasadam 呢？因为所有的这个婆罗门都是供奉神像的。
And therefore,By worshipping the deities, you know that you offer your food to the deities, so you eat the prasadam from the deities.
那既然婆罗门都是崇拜神像，那意味着他们做的所有的饭都是先供奉给神像的，所以肯定就是 prasadam， 供奉过给主的食物，所以他就可以接受。
So, if you don't eat at the house of a brahmana, it's very questionable what kind of food you're going to eat, and if it's even offered.
那所以说呢，如果说你不是在一个婆罗门家中去吃饭的话，那就很难说了，你吃到的是什么样的饭，而且也不能确定你吃到的这个饭究竟是不是先供奉给主的。
That's why it's important for the devotees to have either deities at home or pictures of the deities at home, So you can offer your food to Krishna.
所以说呢，对修行者来说，在家里面有神像，或者说有神像这个照片是非常的重要的，因为这样的话，你就可以把做的饭去供奉像了。
Sarvabhauma had built a room inside his house, especially for Lord Chaitanya to take a shower.
那 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，在这个家中啊，专门批出了一个房间，是专门给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来荣耀 Prasadam 的。
And there was only one door to that room.
而且通向那个房间只有一道门。
And that door was only for Lord Chaitanya to walk in, no one else.
啊，那这一道门呢是专门向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 敞开的，只有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够通过这道门进来，其他的人都不行。
Then there was another door which led to the kitchen where the prasadam came out.
那另外还有一道门呢，是通向这个厨房的。那个 prasadam 就是从厨房里面送出来。
So we have to understand that maybe that conversation took place in the morning, and then Lord Chaitanya came for lunch.
那我们要知道呢，大致是那天早上他们之间有这样的一个对话，然后当天的中午呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就来 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 荣耀。
And within just a few hours, they're going to cook this massive feast.
那换句话说，中间只是隔了几个小时，他们就要在这几个小时当中就做出一顿非常丰盛的宴席。
Prabhupada explained that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami actually likes to describe cooking and prasadam because he says Krishnadas Kaviraj was actually a great cook.
Oh, 那这个 Prabhupada 呢，他就解释说，在要旨里他说过，就是 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢就很喜欢去讲哦，有什么样的饭菜，每一道菜又是怎么样做的，里面有什么，因为 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他本人就厨艺精湛。
And that's probably one of the reasons why there's so much prasadam pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
也许这也是因为这个原因，所以在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面有这么多围绕着 prasadam 的逍遥时光。
So we're not going to stop describing because the description of what they cook is quite elaborate.
那我们可能今天就没有时间开始一一的去这个描述介绍大家到底做了哪些菜了，因为这些菜非常的繁复，非常的精美。
We will do this next time.
下周的时候我们再来讲这些。
And then we will find out what happened.
然后接下来我们就到了下周的时候再给大家讲接下来发生了些什么。
Because this was not an ordinary invitation.
因为这并不是一次普通的邀请。
Something is going to happen.
发生了一些特别的事情。
Stay tuned.
所以呢，请大家呢不要走开。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 再听完上集，看一下大家有没有问题。
Free and easy.
图图小小的仆人问了一个问题：如何把 Krishna 知觉带给其他的生物体？我们是那么的幸运。我们可以为 Krishna 做一些服务，我们应该把幸运带给其他的生物。How to bring Krishna consciousness to other living entities, since we are so fortunate we can do some sort of service to Krishna, and how can we bring all these fortune to other living entities?
First of all, you cannot give what you don't have.
首先呢，要明确的一点就是你自己没有的东西是没有办法给予别人的。
So we have to make sure that first we are spiritually strong.
所以呢，首先我们在灵性上应当是非常的强大。
And we have to be enthusiastic.
而且要充满着热情。
So there are so many ways that we can give Krishna to other people.
那我们怎么样才能把 Krishna给予他人呢？这可以有很多的途径。
And we don't have the same facilities as other devotees have outside of China.
那我们呢？比起在中国之外的奉献者来说，可能很多条件都不具备。
Because outside of China, it's very easy to be on the street corner and give out books and start talking to people, give them a mantra card, invite them back to the temple.
因为在中国之外的这些国家的话，可能做起来就很容易。就比如说你在大街上，在某一个拐角处，就把一本书派给对方，然后给他一个曼陀罗的卡片，然后呢，把他邀请到庙里来，或者中金荣耀菩萨等等，这一切就这样开始了。
Yesterday we attended a seminar on education.
昨天呢，我们参加了一个关于教育主题的一个研讨会。
And it was very technical about the system of education for studying the scriptures very thoroughly.
那么所以呢，就是也这里面就是讲到了怎么样的，就是关于去研习经典，怎么样系统化的这个方式去研读经典的这些体系，就是非常非常的具体的。
How to become a qualified teacher.
还讲到了怎么样才能够成为一位有资格的老师。
But everyone in the room agreed that the initial attraction for them to Krishna consciousness was taking prasada.
但是在座的大家都一致的公认，其实最早把他们吸引到 Krishna 直觉来的都是 prasada。
This we can never overemphasize.
就这一点，我们怎么样强调都不为过。
We may give out a book.
我们可能派了书给别人。
And by giving out a book, we let Prabhupada speak to the people if they open the book and read.
然后呢，就是说，如果我们把书派给了别人，那就意味着，假如有机会他们把这本书打开的话，那 Krishna, Prabhupada 就直接的在对他们说话了。
We may have facilities to invite people to chant.
我们可能也会有条件邀请别人来唱诵。
But the most powerful weapon is prasada.
但是其实这其中最重要的一个武器还是这个 prasada.
But it has to be first class, top quality.
不过我们所有的 prasada 必须是要最质量最好的、最一流的这个 prasada.
So two aspects. One, it has to be very nice, very tasty.
所以，就是 prasada 呢，首先就是要做得非常的好，非常的美味。
And second, it has to be offered to Krishna with devotion.
第二个呢，就是说一定要带着这个爱心，带着奉献之情，供奉给 Krishna.
And we have to do this on a regular basis.
我们必须要就是经常的这样去做。
Of course, we can get in touch with people on WeChat.
当然了，我们也可以通过微信联系。
Like Subhuti Roy, who every day puts out something.
就比如说像 Subhuti Roy, 每天他都会发出一个链接。
So there are many different ways, especially in China, we have to be very innovative.
所以说呢，就是可以有各种各样的这个方式，尤其是在中国这样的一个环境里的话，就一定要有所创意。
Okay.
下一个问题，顶拜老师和翻译短期内去不了圣地，怎么能弥补心中的遗憾啊？真的，我很渴望去圣地，可是 Krishna 没有给我这个机会啊，感恩你。Please accept my humble obeisances. I can't go to the holy dome in short term. So how to fill up that gap and my regrets? I really.Want to aspire to go to the holy dam. However, Krishna hasn't arranged that opportunity for me. Thank you very much.
It's very nice to have the desire to go to the holy dam.
你有这一份渴望去圣地的愿望，这是非常的好的。
One acharya One should desire to be in the holy land.
一位 Acharya 他曾经说过这样一句话，说一个人应当渴望去圣地。
And if you don't have the desire, then you have the desire to have the desire.
如果你没有这样一份渴望的话，那至少你要有 培养这份渴望的渴望。
Then when the time is right, Krishna makes the arrangement, as you mentioned.
那当到了时机成熟的时候呢，就像你说的一样， Krishna 自然会安排给你这个机会的。
Sometimes we have family obligations, sometimes we have financial restraint.
那有的时候呢，因为我们有一些家庭的责任要尽，没有时间，或者说有的时候呢，是因为经济上面不允许。
Sometimes we have to stay back because of work.
有的时候因为工作，我们也没有时间去。
Taking care of the
children. 或者是照顾孩子们。
So, when we cannot be in the Holy Dham, then we should create an atmosphere of the Holy Dham in our own home.
那如果说我们去不了这个圣地的的话呢，至少我们要在家中去创造一个圣地的氛围。
You know, there's so much available actually on the internet about Mayapur.
实际上呢，关于这个 Mayapur， 我们在 internet 互联网上可以查到很多的资料，还有包括这个 Vrindavan。
Yeah. So, as you cultivate the desire.And you make your home as Krishna conscious as possible.
那你呢，就是要去一方面培养去圣地的，就是那一份渴望，然后另外一方面呢，就要让你的这个家中，要尽可能的，具备这个 Krishna 知觉的氛围。
I know one Mataji in Beijing, she waited 25 years before she went to the Holy Land.
我知道在北京呢有这样的一位马太吉，一位奉献者，他是等了25年才来的圣地。
Because of her work, she was not allowed to leave China.
那因为他的这个工作的性质的缘故呢，他就不允许出境。
And then after she retired, she straight away she went to Vrindavan.
然后退休之后，他很快的他就直接去往了 Vrindavan.
So you have to be patient.
所以呢，你必须要非常的耐心。
And no doubt.Your desire will be fulfilled.
而且毫无疑问，一定是会实现的。Free and Easy 问了一个问题 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说要让 Hare Krishna 的圣名传播世界各地，最有名的也是 Sankirtan 运动。我也是特别迷恋唱诵，可是在国内想要完全没有顾忌的唱诵一次都不是很容易的。我们怎么才能克服这种心态放松的唱诵呢？感恩您。Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should spread the holy name of Hare Krishna to every corner of the world. Sankirtan is very well known, and I'm also very attached to chanting. However, in the situation in China,Even one time of chanting without any concern or carefree is not easy. So how can we conquer our feelings of this restraint to chant loud from our heart?
We can do this.
With a free heart. How can we do that? Thank you very much.
You can go out of your house, go on top of a mountain.
你可以离开家，走出家，然后你到一个山顶去。
And you just go, Hare Krishna!
你就在这个山顶大声的呼唤 Hare Krishna.
I remember, I mean, even today, devotees, sometimes they organize a retreat. They go to the mountain or to the country, and then they rent a house, and for 3 days, they just have big kirtans.
我知道现在也有一些奉献者，就是专门找一些比较僻静的一些地方，然后做一个进修活动，连着这三大在那个地方尽情的去唱诵。
So you have to find a situation where you can do with the devotees, you can feel your heart can just let go of the holy name.
所以说呢，你就是要。找到这样的一个机会能够和奉献者在一起在那个环境下面呢可以尽情的去唱诵。
It is quite an austerity.
其实对中国奉献者来说的确是个苦行。
I mean, in my situation, being in China all the time as a foreigner.
那作为我来说呢我是个外国人然后大多数的时间都在中国。
And When I see here in Mayapur every morning, there's 1,000 devotees jumping up and down, chanting in kirtan in front of the deities.
然后我到了这个 Mayapur 来呢，就看到每天早上在神像的这个面前，有将近1000个奉献者在这儿尽情的唱诵，然后在这里尽情的舞蹈，
so,
上下的这个跳跃。
We have to restrain ourselves, but we have to find opportunities to let everything go.
所以说一方面呢，我们要在国内的话，我们可能不得不要控制住自己。但是与此同时呢，我们也要找到这样的一些机会，
like,
能够完全的这个无拘无束的去唱诵。
For example, when there are festivals in Hong Kong and the Chinese devotees come.
就比如说在这个香港。在这个过节的时候，有的时候很多大陆的奉献者都会去。
And they get a chance to wear a sari and to go out on Harinam chanting.
然后呢，他们就有机会在香港能够穿上纱丽，然后到外面到大街上去尽情的唱诵。
They are so excited, and the public can see that.
然后呢，他们是非常非常的兴奋，非常的激动的啊，那个这个。在这个公众的这个场合的，就是连路人都可以看到他们的那种喜悦。下一个问题，Sati Mahatma， 请问他部在服务 Sanyasi 的礼仪上具体的要求是什么？如何安排邀请共同进餐的人、配置人员等等方面有什么样的原则？请他部详细的讲一下可以吗 ？Can you elaborate on the etiquette on inviting sannyasis for prasadam. For example, how to make the arrangement, how to invite the others who would take prasadam with us, and also the spot around the table, or what kind of person should we get involved? Is there any principles that you can specify on?
First of all,Make sure that you have excellent prasadam.
首先呢，这个 prasadam 一定要无可挑剔的，非常好。
And I don't think in China you're going to be in a situation where you have many senior devotees coming to your home. Is this what she's talking about?
Well, if you invite this sannyasi guru, who else would you invite? Is there any suggestion or any principles? And if around the table they
need
help,
China everybody.Eat together.
在中国大家就是围在一起，一起荣耀的。
And the sannyasi they eat on their own.
否则的话，这个 sannyasi 托钵僧不单独的就餐。
But from my experience, from what I have seen, you invite people who are like-minded.
就是找一些这个，就是。情投意合的人在一起，就是说这个兴趣爱好都比较相似。
People who know each other.
然后呢，就是这些人互相熟悉的，不是说陌生的、不熟的。
Because you want the prasadam, the emphasis is actually on taking prasadam. Everything else is just social.
因为就是说你这个邀请的目的的，这个最重要的还是荣耀prasadam。那这个 prasadam 就是最重要的，然后其他的这些呢，就是大家在见个面说说话，就像是一种那个交往。OK， free and easy， 所以我也可以和 Sanyasi 一起进餐吗 ？Free and easy as can I？Also, take prasadam with a sannyasi.
No.
不可以
Unless you are with other devotees and they all eat together with a sannyasi, then okay.
除非你跟其他的这些奉献者在一起，就是有好多人和这位 sannyasi 一起荣耀喝萨拉，那是可以的，单独是不行的。
You have to respect the position of a sannyasi.
你必须要就是尊重这个 sannyasi 的地位。
Instead of with the sannyasi, then we can assist serving the prasadam to the sannyasi.
这个就是说，与其和这个就是说呢， 就是你可以跟其他的奉献者，就是或者辅助其他的奉献者来服务于这位 sannyasi 进餐，而不是说直接的和 sannyasi 一同进餐。
But I have seen, for example, when I used to travel around the world with Tamalkrishna Goswami, sometimes we would visit the Sankirtan devotees.
那在我们就是我以前跟 Tamalkrishna Goswami 一起旅行的时候，有的时候就会去拜访一些 Sankirtan 奉献者。
And the Sankirtan devotees, sometimes they were all Matajis.
You mean book distributors. 那我们说的这个 Sankirtan 奉献奉献者呢，指的就是派书的那些奉献者。那有的时候，那些想替他奉献者、派书奉献者，都是一些马太基女性。
So we were visiting them to give them association.
那我们去拜访他们，是为了给他们一些联谊。
And Tamalkrishna Goswami would allow them to take prasadam with him.
Tamalkrishna Goswami 呢，就会允许他们和自己一起来荣耀菩萨的。
And I would serve.
然后我服务他们。
So not only they would eat with the sannyasi, but they would eat with their guru.
他们不仅和 sannyasi 一起荣耀，一起进餐，也和这个 guru 自己的灵性导师一起进餐。
So these are special cases.
那这些呢，就是一些特殊的场合，一些例外了。
If you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, Srila Prabhupada in the early days would allow anybody to take prasadam with him.
那就是如果你读了这个 Prabhupada Lilamrita， 就是 Prabhupada 的生平甘露 ，Prabhupada 的这个传记的话，你就会读到在早期，知道 Prabhupada 他会允许任何人和他一起进餐。
Then that changed later on.
但是后来呢，就做了一些改变了。
Okay, so we finished.
我们就没有其他的问题了，对吗？我听马太吉，您这里是不是没有问题了？
对，是的。
没有问题了。对，是的，没有问题了。
Okay, thank you, Sati
Mataji. 非常感谢 Sati Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees and your good questions.
感谢所有的奉献者和你们提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Mahaprasadam Ki Jai, Kasha Deshi Atra Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Haribol.
Hare Haribol. 白坤塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了，我们下一周同一时间星期三早上7点再见。 Hare Krishna.